You. Midweek freak treat. Chance minutes 35 to 40. I'm Adam Moranges Urine,
and I am Christ's favorite Steve. And we are back for another week of this almost film, and I couldn't wait.
Oh, I couldn't wait to see how much longer Sarah Lejeune was going to sing after last week. The answer is 12 seconds, but...
5 minutes, bye!
But that was the whole 5 minutes. See you later, losers!
No. We kid.
What is this, Apocalypse 5 Deceive? No way, we're doing a full episode. No.
You couldn't do the same bit, like, a week and a half apart.
That would be lazy. And if there's one thing we are on the show, it's not lazy.
We're crazy, but we're not lazy.
And we're definitely a little hazy, that's for sure, but we're not lazy. And we are not. We are not porn stars.
We are porn stars.
Well, I mean, sure. I can confidently say that I've made pornography. Can you say that?
No, but well, I've thought about it in my dreams.
Well, I almost had an opportunity to direct a porno, a locally made porno once, but...
Oh, locally?
Yeah,
it wasn't an international?
No, I didn't fly to Abu Dhabi to make this pornography film.
You didn't get an email say, hey, get on a plane to Abu Dhabi, you're about to cut this film.
Well... A Nigerian millionaire contacted me and said, I need $50,000 in order to finance my pornography film. And I wrote him back and I said, look, I will give you the money. The money is not the issue here. I need a producer credit and I need to be behind that camera as the director. And he was like, ah, sorry, this is just trying to scam you with gift cards. It almost worked.
Money is no option, but it's yeah. Just a scam for gift cards. That's a pretty good stance. Scam, a twist on the old favorite, mm-hmm. I think, is offering jobs in the porn industry in order to scam people.
But we have to pay you with Nintendo Switch like gift cards. I hope that's fine.
Bit gears? Yeah, Nintendo bit gears. That sounds legit, right?
Yeah, legit is a bit, that's for sure.
You'll get a million Nintendo bit gears.
You'll get a million Shoppers Optimum points. Which is
really... For only $100,000.
That's a terrible investment, because a million Shoppers Optimum points is only about $1,000. That's how much you can redeem it for, so...
They don't freaking know that yet.
Well, now they do. I'm blowing up the scam. Sorry, Nigerian millionaires. Take your millions elsewhere. We don't want it here.
We in Haiti!
Also, like, I love that people fall for that scam. Like, oh, this Nigerian millionaire wants to give me millions of dollars or whatever. When it's like, guys, you know that you can, like, buy an apple for a million Nigerian dollars, right? Like, you know that the currency, the exchange is not great on Nigerian millions. I mean, I have to assume.
Nigeria.com and the exchange rate isn't that bad.
Well, you know what? I stand corrected then. When I got scammed in 2007, I lost my whole life savings and because I thought Nigerian money wasn't worth anything. And that was on me.
And then 2008, and then 2009, twice in 2010, and then a leap year.
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I need to correct you. It was three times in 2010.
Sometimes cream is not cream.
I'm a trusting guy. What can I say? I put my faith in the Lord, and the Lord sent me all these Nigerian millionaires, and I was like, I have to help them all.
Coming from myself, Steve, you're definitely a thrusting guy.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say that as well. I'd put that on my tombstone. Adam, yeah. A thrusting guy. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, put it in your tea and drink it.
So clearly I'm the top, you're the bottom. I think we've established that.
Well, I'm Steve. I'm the second.
Yeah, you're a permanent. You're always a bottom's maid, never a bride. Yeah.
I tried to mount up, but you kept bucking me too hard because you were first. You have the hips.
My best friend's a horse. This ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah, you got the opening gene, and I got the closing gene.
Yeah, God, the only difference between you and I is that your butthole was looser in at creation than mine was.
Yeah.
And that's why we were like, okay, so God did, you know, shimmy a few things up. He gave you a looser butthole. Yeah. He gave you, obviously, a smaller dinger, you know, because I...
I can take impact force. You can give impact force. Mm-hmm. But that's about it.
Yeah, your spine has extra cushioning in it. Extra cushioning for the pushioning is what God said to us. So there's got to be a better way to put that, God. Pushioning? Pushioning. That's the word you came up with, God.
My spine cushier. Exactly. But we look the exact same.
Yeah, we are identical twins otherwise, and that's probably the best part about being Adam and Steve, is that we are identical twins, and just one of us has a looser butthole than the other one, and it's a pretty good trade-off.
I have more hyaline cartilage in my spine. That's about it.
Yeah, you were really into hyaline back in the day, and I couldn't really get into it. I was like, I don't like those balls whipping around so quickly in here. I like the big scoops, but that's about all I like about it.
I also like to gamble.
Well, that's your biggest sin, is the sin of gambling.
On highlight, yeah.
Of course. What else are you going to gamble on? That was the first sport. There was no sports before that. You invented highlight. A coconut fell out of a tree, and you picked up a flamingo's beak, and you started hucking that coconut around, and, you know, a couple days later, we got highlight, and all of the rules for it, exactly as it appears today.
When you have little differences in a human being, they can echo into a lifetime of decisions. And mine was to create highlight so I could gamble on it. What was your kind of alternate path that you took?
Well, God was like, I'm going to take one rib out of you to make a partner. And I said, take two ribs and then I don't need a partner. And he was like, I'm just taking one. And I went, oh, if only you'd have taken two, God. We wouldn't have to, you know. You know, I became a real incel because of the Garden of Eden and what happened there.
Yeah, and I was so focused on Hyla, you had nobody to thrust on.
That's exactly it, yeah. And I'm over here writing manifestos and just being, just really hating women because they
too won't... much erm in your body.
Exactly. And I'm owed sex as the first man. Duh.
That's what you would say all the time, but I didn't care.
No, exactly. I'd push people around and go, I'm owed sex. You know, I'm the first man, the first one, the OG, original man. That's what it stands for.
And I was just at the highlight field, mainlining hi-fi.
Yeah, exactly. You invented a sport that swept around the world, and, I mean, that's your legacy. That's a pretty good legacy. Mine is, some dumb idiot whose wife ruined the world for everybody while he sat by playing with his snake or whatever. That's not much of a legacy, I gotta say.
No, it is your legacy, it is kind of crap.
It's not the best, you know. Men get done dirty in the Bible. Not a lot of men with good legacies in the Bible. Name one.
Yeah.
Name one. Steve. I dare you. No, you're not in there, pal. They excommunicated you. They cut you right out. Your chapters are buried under the Vatican somewhere, next to paintings of Jesus' dinger and stuff like that.
I'm there. I won't spoil anything for the Bible freaks out there. Mm-hmm. But if you read close enough, you can see spots of wisdom where Steve's poking his head through.
Yeah, you can see how they just kind of whited out the ST in Eve, and they just kind of smeared it over. If you look close enough, there is a weird gap between and then Eve, right? So it's all there.
Yeah, like in Ace Ventura where he's coming out of the... rhino, the plastic rhino, and you can only see his head.
Yep.
That's kind of, my head is me, and the rhino is the Bible.
Okay, so it's kind of like a magic eye situation. If you make your eyes go lazy while you're reading the Bible, you'll see a man's head poking out of a rhinoceros's rectum. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the famous bottom Steve.
That's how you... Hello, I'm the famous bottom Steve. That's my legacy, and also I invented Hyli.
and also, which is nice for life.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if you know, whatever the first thing you said was doesn't land, well, then you've got Hyli in your back pocket, and everybody knows what that is, and everybody loves it.
But I got famous bottom to, like, really lean on, so.
Of course, yeah. You know, in terms of famous sports, it's Hyli, and then, like, T-Pac, Soccer, Takra, and then, you know, I don't know. ping pong or sports. Something. Other sports, yeah. Japanese baseball. I don't know what's popular.
Japanese baseball.
Yeah, they're all about, you know, the skills and abilities, not about who can spend the most money, am I right? Fundamentals. The sauce, the melange.
Sea Dune, go out, watch Dune.
Sea Dunes, go buy them and ride them. They're the best.
Nah, they're all right.
Name one time you haven't had a good time on a Sea Dune.
Never been.
Really?
The devil's fruit.
That's too bad, man. I've peed off a Sea Dune, and let me tell you, you don't feel safe. I think doing that, it really feels like at any moment that could tip right over, and then you fall face first in your pee, and then a shark eats you. So it's, you know, a bit of a double edged sword.
Or it like turns on and you go face first into the engine and
Yeah, that's my worst fear. My worst fear is dying with my dinger out in any capacity. I don't want to be found with my dinger out in any way, shape, or form.
Really? That's what I want to be found like.
you want to be found dinger first, and they go, well, there's gotta be more to him than just this.
There is. There's a very cushy spine, but other than that, I want him to see my dinger first.
That's fair. I get it. Lead with, you know, use what God gave you. You can't.
They already know about my spine.
And you can't lead with a loose butthole. That's not.
Yeah.
Like, how do you demonstrate that in a corpse? It, you know, you don't want to start asking questions like that. I certainly don't.
At death, all our assholes become equal. They all like lose their muscle strength because it just goes soft.
I think Jesus said that on the cross, if I remember correctly, while he was up there. He was like, at death, all of our assholes make us equal, or whatever he said.
Something close to that. You're paraphrasing, but it was definitely very close.
Well,
to
I mean,
that.
I know it as a translation. He's actually said it in like ancient Mesopotamian or Latin or whatever dead language they spoke back then.
Well, you were there. I was in the city getting freaky. You were at the crucifixion.
Yeah, you were showing everyone what that butt do, and I was there being like, can we hurry this up? I got things to do. I got places to go.
Yeah. I was with the guy that called for the crucifixion, whatever his name is.
King Herod? Is that who you're talking? I'm trying to remember Jesus Christ Superstar. I think it's King Herod that gives the AOK, the white power symbol, to... you know, the crucifying Jesus.
I've been a very good power bottom to a many oligarch. I can't name every single one.
I never realized how often I make the AOK symbol until white supremacists ruined it. And then I went, I can't just flash that anymore. I feel like a total goose now.
They really ruined it. I don't understand that whatsoever. Who gave it to them?
Yeah, who gave it to them? We're taking it back, all right? Like Wonder Shows and said, we're taking it back.
Yeah, well, here's hoping. Here's Wonder Shows into you.
Well, we own Fudge Packers now, and we're taking back the AOK white supremacy symbol.
We own it?
Yeah, we own it. I bought it. I don't know if you knew that, but I paid cash for it. They wouldn't take a check, those cowards.
Bitcoin?
Well, I didn't offer. I'm not a part of the blockchain, so I just can't, you know. Okay. I love NFTs, but I got nothing for Dogecoin or any kind of nonsense like that.
Yeah, you should stay out of that. I think Adam and Steve should just, from now on, never get into cryptocurrency.
No, definitely not. And the thing is, like, I don't have enough money to launder through any of that stuff. I don't have any need to spend $1.5 million on a monkey picture in order to wash that money so I don't have to pay taxes on it later. You know, like, I don't have time for that. There's no NFTs that are worth like $10 that I could buy and then make a profit. I'm not trying to launder $10, $20, you know? It's just not worth my time.
We do have a lot of gold buried somewhere, but that was years ago where we dug that.
I mean, that was... Well, let's see. The planet Earth is 6,000 years old. I think we buried that in, like...
Was sin invented yet?
Yeah, I think so. Original sin, right? Didn't we original sin
something. It? It's too hazy.
I know you and I weren't born with it. That's all I know about it. We're the only people free of original sin, which... I mean, we've got lots of other sins, but not the original one.
That's why we're God's favorite podcast.
Well, exactly. And the biggest thing is that, like, this is a big lore episode. We're really filling out the lore of this podcast with all this nonsense. What is this?
I've really been enjoying the lore. us as Adam and Steve, there's like 6,000 years of like time we could just put ourselves in.
Oh, yeah. We sat there and we watched Noah frick his whole family over and over and over again to repopulate the Earth. We were there for all of it. Ask us AMA about the Bible and the history, the 6,000-year history of Earth, and, you know, we got it. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email us already. We know the answers. We invented popcorn to watch Noah and his family almost die.
Yeah, we invented it by accident. We just had some hogs of corn that were sitting near the fire, and then they started exploding, and rather than freaking out, we said, let's see where this goes. And then, delicious treat afterwards.
Yeah, we didn't have any salt or butter. We did have some liquid, but we can't go into that.
Yeah, well, that was the age of thickwood, and so it was... it's not the popcorn you're picturing nowadays. It's a much juicier, gooier thing back then when you were dumping thickwood on it.
And it's not the thickwood you know nowadays. We didn't have access to as much helium. It still had helium in it.
Oh, yeah.
But not as much.
And helium's a finite resource. We wasted so... You wouldn't believe the deposits of helium that existed before helium balloons existed. But thickwood, we just drained the coffers dry on that. We just sucked up as much... And what you have left, this is the remnants of the thickwood bloodbath on helium. It's been a hell of a ride.
We almost fricked up. We almost fricked up the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole ecosystem. We almost utterly destroyed the planet Earth at one point. But we'll get to all that.
Whatever.
Whatever. Don't even worry about it. It didn't happen, so what do you care?
Yeah. Shut up.
Up over there. Right in at pureboyspod@gmail.com so we can tell you to shut up. How's that sound?
That's our promise to you. If you email us, we will respond immediately almost with shut up.
With shut up. And then we'll take whatever you've given us in the email and then use it on the show and not give you any credit for it. Because we've told you to shut up at this point.
We got our ears plugged. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. I shut my eyes when I read my emails. Shut up. It's fine. Shut up is a very...
Thank you for listening.
Shut up is a very funny thing to say to somebody. Like shushing and all that stuff is fine, but just telling someone, shut up.
It's such
Shut up. It's, you're at the end of your rope if you're telling someone to shut up in polite company. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's going to come back around. It was shushing for a long while, but people are going to start telling people to shut up now.
As they should. Talking at the movie theater, shut up.
Like, shut up.
Singing in your car with the windows up? Shut up. I don't even want to see your mouth move. Shut up.
That's cool.
Shut up. I mean, someone should have told Allison to shut up when she was singing. I'll tell you that much.
But she is still singing.
To this day, she is still singing that song. Lord, I want you in me, or whatever the song was. Something like that.
Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Yeah, you did write that down, yeah, in your mind.
I sure did.
Well, shut up about it, huh?
Hey.
I do love, I made this, we're going to just do all the jokes we made while we watched it together now, and that's okay. But when we, at the end, when she's done singing, she's like, after the 12 seconds that we saw, she sings this like really nice note at the end, and then she just kind of gives everyone a look around the fire that's like, yeah, it's a beautiful song, but I'm still fat. And everyone goes, yes, yes.
The fire. Put her in the fire.
Put her in the fire.
And then a montage.
Yeah. And then another montage. And what a montage. It's, what the heck's this one about? Her and Justin are flirting. Yeah, mostly camp. But, like, starting to get a little saucy between the two of them. They're doing hand stuff under the table at lunch. They're... He's giving her piggybacks, which is like, bro, watch your knees. Enjoy them while you're young, because they're going to be gone in the future.
I don't think he has knees. That's where he's coming from.
That's a pretty bold stance. So you're just saying that he has no joint in it, so he's just straight from the hips to the ankles?
If I might be incorrect here, but I don't think he has any patella or ligaments or anything going on. It's just right femur to tibia and fibula.
Well, we've never seen his knees, so I can't confirm or deny anything you're saying, but I will confirm it, though. Even though I've just said I can't, I will, for you.
Yeah. We also have seen his knees plenty. They're texting back to each other using Unite.
Yeah, which, give each other your number at a certain... Like, it's been weeks at this point. You're still messaging on the app? This is why I know that some old geezer wrote this movie, because who is still messaging on an app after more than two or three days, right? Get to it. You're trying to get laid, buddy. Camp's first place to do it.
Yeah, I probably would. I'm weird.
You'd stay on the app for weeks at a time chatting to one person...
It's probably like free data. I would think of it as data.
Well, his data pays for his phone, so he doesn't have to worry about any kind of data or data issues. Thank you.
But they're coming together. They are coming together as an online couple.
Yeah, much like John Lithgow and his wife in Orange County, they're coming together.
He wants to see these nuts.
Oh, yeah. He tells her that all the time. He's like, please let me send you a picture of my nuts. And she's like... A, no. B, no one's ever asked me that before. And C, what's so special about your nuts that you need me to see them?
He knows she's a medical professional almost.
Well, he knows that she likes working with kids. And he's like, wait till you see this nutsack guy. It looks like a kid's nutsack. And she goes, well.
Maybe he's got a tiny dinger and a tiny nutsack.
Yeah, if you love pediatric medicine, you'll love what I'm working with down here in the garbage department.
That's a match made in heaven right there.
That's beautiful. She would go, I'm in love with you. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I think I'm in love with you.
Allie 223 or whatever she is.
Allie Cat 69, yeah.
Oh, right, Allie Cat.
Mm-hmm. So the montage is sweet. There's nice moments where, like, they're sitting right across from each other, messaging each other, and Justin doesn't realize what's going on because he's being catfished the whole time. It's very cute. But
very deceivious. He's being very deceiving.
He is being very deceivious, I've gotta say.
Yeah.
What the hell else happens? He gives her a CD at one point.
CD's nuts.
He does say that to her. He goes, hey, I've got, can I send you a picture of CD's nuts? And she goes, I hope it's just a CD. And then much to her relief, it is just a CD.
Well, she goes, pubes? Question mark.
She goes, tell me something about yourself I've never heard before. And he goes, I didn't have pubes for the first 13 years of my life.
13 years and not one pube?
I mean, maybe he had one when he was 12 or something, but...
Yeah. You know? He got one when he was 6 and got excited.
Yeah, and he's tried to pluck it out and it just kept... it just kept pulling. It was like a magician's sleeve. He just kept pulling. When he finally ended, when the hair popped out, it was like the length of like his arm, his wingspan stretched out. It scared him off pubes forever.
Could wrap around the world. Wouldn't that be cool if that happened? That'd be fun.
If you had one pube so long it could wrap around the world.
Yeah.
Well, that would be kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, you'd probably be in the in Guinness. Like, you'd be in the record book. You'd have to.
You'd probably have really strong hands because, like, all that pulling.
Yeah, well, for sure, right? And, like, calloused fingertips from, like, it'd be like, you know, touching a guitar string for so long. You get little calluses on your fingers.
Probably have to, like, quit your job because that takes a lot of focus.
Yeah, and when it's all said and done and that finally pops and, you know, you pull the root out, it probably feels like after you take, like, a really big dump and you're like, oh, I just feel, like, hollowed out inside. And, like, the crazy thing is once he popped that root and pulled the final, like, you know, inch of his pube out, he realized all the hair off his head was gone. It had all sucked back in and come out his fupa.
Yeah, but it was too late because he didn't see, like, his hair, like, going in. He just looked up at the end and went,
what have I done? What have I sacrificed? And he never grew hair again.
It's a touching scene. There's a lot of crying.
Yeah, and that's the hidden history of Mr. Clean. Nobody expected that, but that's why he's the way he is. He He holds the world record for longest pube, but at the cost of losing all of the hair on his body.
But becoming an icon.
For sure. He wouldn't be nearly as famous as he is if he just had, like, a Caesar cut or something like that. You gotta be distinct.
Yeah, Mr. Clean was supposed to be, like, a short film that they put out at Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't work because nobody wanted to see a movie about a long pube.
No.
But the character that came from that did work to sell cleaning products.
Yeah, it was directed by Luc Besson, a star Gerard Depardieu, and it was all about, and like a child was helping him pull his pube out because it's a French film and the French are creeps.
Yeah.
So most of the movie was Gerard Depardieu just standing there trouserless while a child pulled his pube out, and it got the Palme d'Or at Cannes that year. It was insane.
Yeah.
But commercially. Commercially, it flopped because there's no market for short films. You're not going to, like, what are you going to put it before a movie? Those are called trailers and everyone hates them. Nobody wants them.
But you put all the money into it and you got to make your nut. So you sell the main character's likeness to a cleaning company and ta-da, Mr. Clean.
Ta-da, you've got Mr. Clean. They had to change it a bit because obviously, Gerard Depardieu doesn't look like Mr. Clean. He's a very dumpy...
Kind of.
He's a dumpy, frumpy guy. He's not this cut, lean cleaning machine like Mr. Clean. There's a lot of rhyming there. But he is... But they had to tweak it a little bit to make it more palatable for, you know, Western audiences. And now here we are.
Yes, the Westerning of French characters, for sure.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of this story.
You might wonder why you don't see Gerard Depardieu in much stuff anymore, and that's because he's living off the subsidies, you know, he's living off the residuals off of Mr. Clean Magic Erasers and all that kinds of stuff. He's laughing all the way to the bank in French, cashing his American checks.
Yeah, he got a taste. His managers did a really good deal and got him some points on the dollar.
Oh, on the back end, yeah, they're like, you get 5% on the back end, and he's like, well, that doesn't really mean anything to me now, but now, whoa!
I want to make film.
Just for fun, I don't even, that's not a good French accent. Hey, brother, I can't even make a film in France. That's more Macho Man Randy Savage than anything else. But that's how Mr. Clean talks.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, now. No, not back in the day. Mr. Clean's been smoking for like 35 years. His voice is completely shot at this point. That's why he doesn't really talk in the commercials. Hey, mom, you having trouble cleaning up after your Rugrats? She goes, oh.
I got a eraser for you.
And she goes, if you weren't wearing all white and you weren't a beautiful porcelain man, I wouldn't trust you with that voice. But luckily you look the way you do and you don't look like Gerard Depardieu. So I trust you in my home around my children. And that's fine.
It is fine. And it's fine. A cleaning product for a new generation.
It is the choice of a new generation. Much like Pepsi, it is the taste of a new generation.
Pepsi stole it from Mr. Clean. I'll go to my grave saying it.
Gerard Depardieu gets 5% on the back end of every Pepsi sale. I'll go to my grave saying that.
Because of the pube movie. Because
of the pube short film. What was that short film called? Do you remember?
Scat?
Whoa. Maybe that's what it was called.
Pube? Like, pub.
I think it was actually just called,
AI?
Poils pubiens.
There you go.
That means pubic hair in French.
So look it up, watch it, and know where your cleaning products are coming from, you idiot.
That's right. Don't just...
Shut up.
If Mr. Clean comes to your house and he's trying to get your mom to clean up, you tell him to shut up and get out of your house.
Call him Mr. Pube.
Exactly. Tell him, hey, where's your long pube, Mr. Clean? And he'll go, well, actually, it was... And he'll go, shut up.
You're supposed to hang your head in shame and get the H out of here, Mr. Clean, okay?
Telling people to shut up is hilarious, but asking someone a question and then when they respond telling them to shut up is even funnier. To bait them into a shut up is a beautiful thing. It's a work of art.
Get out of my house. Shut up.
Shut up.
That's great.
Is there anything we gotta talk about with this movie?
Remember the night you sang? Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah, shut up.
Justin. Shut up. She has extra horny lips. They cajole with each other through their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then the dead grandma lady shows up.
Yeah, and also her fat suit is just out of control in this whole sequence. It literally looks like they put a tire underneath her shirt and they went, well, they call it a spare tire, so let's just use a spare tire. Not good. Not good.
No, and I know it's not supposed to be flattering, but it just isn't good design. Like, it just looks like crap.
Yeah, it's like, I get that she's supposed to be, like, very overweight to the point where, like, she feels very unattractive, but, like, you don't have to make her look like a monster person by giving her this weird, misshapen body with just, like, hooks and claws hanging out of it everywhere.
I feel like it's 1 to 3 pillows, depending what they have on set at the moment, with some duct tape.
Yeah, and not, like, bed pillows. We're talking, like, couch pillows that you put under your armpit when you're watching TV. That's what we're talking about. Lumpy.
Yeah. Frumpy.
Exactly, yeah. Her roommate shows up and, like, the last we saw of her roommate 10 minutes ago, she was like, my grandma's dying. And then the next time we see her, she's like, hey, girl! She's like Electric Ethan all of a sudden.
She has taken on the Electric Ethan role in this 5-minute chunk, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And Allie is scared that she's there because she's the photo that Allie used in her profile that Justin fell for. So she can't have Justin see her roommate because that's who he thinks he's been talking to all this time. But he's really falling in love with Allie for who she is and not, you know.
And Justin's right there.
Justin's right there. He's got headphones in. Thank goodness. Allie's pushing her roommate around by the face. It's very disrespectful.
We don't know why the roommate's there. I'm assuming it's because the grandma died and she's super happy about it. But that's fricked, man.
Yeah.
I want to see where that goes.
No, I would agree. It is super fricked. Hey, what did you think of this week's 5 minutes?
I am glad that we're almost halfway through this film.
Shut up.